One of the things that the Gemara talked about in today's daf is Mises Neshika, which is very apropos, because really, this week's parasha, the Torah talks about Mises Miriam and Mises Aharon, so it's very much this week's parasha. This whole Indian of Mises Neshika. You know, Parashas Achrei Mois begins, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Mois, Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. And the Rechaim HaKadosh has a very, very, very long piece on this pasuk. He asks a whole bunch of different kashas. His primary kasha is, what was the dibur? Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. And then it says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. So what was the first Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe? I mean, it sounds like Hashem told Moshe something. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. And then the next pasuk is the whole avoid of Yom Kippur. So what's the dibur of the first pasuk? Afterwards, we know what the dibur is. But what's the dibur of the first pasuk? And the Archaim Kedarkei Bakodesh has many, many, many pshatim where he explains what exactly is going on. Seven, I believe, if you count it. Says the Archaim Hakodesh. This is the middle of this piece. Achrei Mois v'goymer. Diber Hashem l'moisha derech misasa. You want to know what the dibur was? The deeper was how Nadav and Avihu the Bnei Aharon died. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon. You know what he told them, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon? He told them how they died. And you know they died? Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu. That's the answer. The answer is Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayomusu, and that was what he was coming to tell them. That was the deeper. Pirish. Okay, what is the answer? Sheneskarvu Lefnei Oir HaElyon, Bechibas HaKodesh. The dibur was that they became very, very close to the Oira Elyon because of their love of holiness. And that's what caused them to die. For who soy da neshika, says the Archaim. This is the secret of understanding Mises Neshika. Sheba mesem at tzadikim, which is the way that tzadikim die. Vihine. Heim shavim lemises kol at tzadikim. Really, Nadam and Avihu were tzadikim. As a result, they died Mises Neshika, which is sheniskarvu lefnei oir ha'elyon bechibas akodesh ubazam meso elo shehefreshu. But there was a difference. Shatzadikim haneshika miskareves lohem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol kisses the tzadikim. V'ilu heim niskarvu lo. But they went to Hakadosh Baruch Hu and they kaviyachol kissed Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu oimroi bekarvasam lefnei Hashem. And that was the dibur. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem. That you should know Nadav and Avihu, their Misa was Mises Neshika. But it was a different Madrega Mises Neshika. Because usually Mises Neshika means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Tzadik. Over here was Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem, they went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'oimroi Vayamusu B'Toysefes Vav. What's this Vayamusu with an extra Vav? Ramaz HaKosef HaFloas Chibos HaTzadikim. The Torah is coming to be Meramis, the incredible love that the Tzadikim had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's the punchline. Shagam Shahayu Margishim B'Misasa. Nadav and Avihu and their Avoda, they felt Misa coming. They felt it. They felt the Neshika starting to happen. They realized that they were getting closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was going to come to the point it was going to be a Neshika and it was going to be all over. But stating that, despite the fact that they felt that, lo nimnu mikroiv litvekos neimos arevos yedidos chavivos chashikos and mesikos at klois nafshoy sameh. He said, but they were experiencing something that was so sweet. It was advekos of neimos arevos yedidos chavivos chashikos and mesikos. This is classic Arachayim HaKadosh. At klois nafshoy sameh, until their souls literally departed Mahave. And this is something that I want you to understand. Now, that emesis is a very deep Arachayim HaKadosh. Mises Neshika is from the Holy of the Holies. He refers to it as the Soyed HaNeshika. So by definition, this is a secret. And we don't have a Ramban who was Megala this Soyed for us. So the bottom line is, what exactly is going on in this Arachayim HaKadosh? A little bit hard to understand. Oh, but the truth is, the Chassam Sofer in many places talks about this Indian as well. And the Chassam Sofer was Megala a little bit more than the Arachayim is Megala here. And he explains, says the Chassam Sofer, the Soyed of Mises Neshika, usually we think of it as a kiss, right? In fact, the Gemara says that why doesn't it say Mises Neshika by Miriam? Because it would be inappropriate to say Al Pi Hashem with regards to Anisha, with regards to Miriam. So you see that for sure that's Pasha Pshat, what the Indian of Nashika is. But the Chassam Sofer in his Torah says that Nashika is also Miloshen Hashaka. There's an idea that if you take water and you attach it to a mikvah, so the fact that it makes contact, that in and of itself is Machsherit. And the Chassam Sofer says that the Indian of Mises Nashika is that sometimes a tzaddik is doing a mitzvah, sometimes a tzaddik is Isaac in Tefillah, he's Isaac in Avodah, and his Neshama reaches such a Madrega because of the Dveikus and the Ne'imus and the Arevus and the Yedidus and the Chavivus and the Chashikus and the Mesikus. It comes to such a point that his Neshama goes so high that it makes contact with its source, its Shoresh HaElyon, which is Kutcha Berichu. And when a Neshama makes contact with Kutcha Berichu, poof, it's over. It leaves this world. And that's the Oimek of Neshika Milosh and Hashaka, that it touches it. What does Hashaka mean? It becomes part and parcel with that thing that it made contact with. And when the Neshama, which is a Chelek Eloika, makes contact with Eloika, so to speak, when it makes contact with that other Eloika, it becomes part and parcel, and it leaves this world. And the Chassam Sofer says, in many, many places, one of the places, by the way, is in the Petuchei Chosin, which we know is all the Margala, the Pumes of the Chassam Sofer. So Reb Shimon Sofer put this Yisoid in the Petuchei Chosin, that really, really, tzaddikim, because of their avoidance, very often, even early in their lifetimes, should come to a point where really they would reach this madrega and it would be all over, where it wouldn't be shaykh for them to live anymore, because they would reach this arevus and mesikus, etc., etc. Now what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that it doesn't happen. And he says, that's the oimek of atoshes olai kapeka, v'sakoisi kapi olecha ad ovri, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes takes his hand and he pushes back. And he says, no, it's not your time yet. It's not your time yet. He says, because be'etzim, mitzad da avoid of the tzaddikim, he says, they would have been already by the Ur Elyon very, very early in their life. But the Eibishne has a certain midah, and the midah is where he says, it's not your time yet. So the Chassam Sofer says, Adav Nifla, he says that the Pasuk says, regarding Nadav and Aviyah, why did they die? It says, Ubanim lo hayu lahem. He says, Ubanim lo hayu lahem, that's why they died. The Pasuk says, Bekarvasim lefnei Hashem vayamusa. So the Chassam Sofer says, what Arachayim HaKadosh says. It doesn't quote Arachayim HaKadosh, but he says what Arachayim HaKadosh says. He says, what does it mean, Bekarvasim lefnei Hashem vayamusa? It means this inyan, that they were so nisragish, that the neshama went so far, and it wasn't even that the Eibishne came to them. They went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Arachayim HaKadosh says. Now, ordinarily, what would the Eibishne have done? What the Eibishne would have done was, he would have held them back. But he didn't hold them back. And he says, you know why he didn't hold them back? Because Ubanim lo yhayu lahem. He said, because really they fulfilled their tafkid. They reached such a high madrega. Narvas, the Chassam Sofer says, a lot of people that fulfill their tafkid, but the Eibishne keeps them alive. And he says, the reason the Eibishne keeps them alive is because they have children, and they have to be mechanech their children. The Eibishne keeps them alive because they have talmidim. And Bonim is Arehem, right? Talmidim are like Bonim. And the Eibishne keeps them alive for that Talmidim. He said, but being that it was Ubanim lo yhayu lahem, Ubanim lo yhayu lahem, tarti b'mashma, they weren't Isaac b'pruvu. And not just that, they didn't even have Talmidim that are Nechshav k'bonim. So they fulfilled their tafkid. They were ready to leave this world. They're ready to touch Dara Elyon, and there was no reason to keep them here. So there was no Vatoshes alai kapeka, and that's the oimik of Mises Nadav and Aviyu having a shaykhis to Ubanim lo yhayu lahem. Really, it's because of Hashem v'yamus. Narvas, if they had Bonim, the Eibishne would have said no. And he would have put his hand on them and he said, it's not your time yet. And he would have said, I know you're experiencing Tveikas and Imus and Arevus and Yedidus and Chavivus and Chashikus and Mesikus. Oh, but it's not your time yet. I'm keeping you here. Oh, but the problem is Ubanim Lahayulahem. And Ubanim Lahayulahem, so their avoid is their own avoid. Of your own avoid, it's time to go. Your own avoda and chinami, kenshenge, and that's the oimik of. On the one hand, it's perkavasim of Hashem v'yamusu, and on the other hand, it's ubanim lahayilam. One of the places the Chassam Sofer says this is in Teiras Moshe. It's in Parshas Vayera where he says such a davar nifla. He says that Chazal say al yiftach adam piv ledavera ki bris krusol v'sfasayim. It says Marvinayim bris krusol v'sfasayim. How do you know you have to be careful with what you say? The chsiv, because it says v'nishtachave v'nashuva aleichem. Right, what Avraham Avinu say to Yishmael and Eliezer, Shvu lechem poi machamor, v'ani v'ana nelcha ad koi, v'nishtachav, we're going to go bow down on the mountain, v'nashuv aleichem, we're going to come back to you. That's not really what was supposed to happen. It wasn't supposed to be v'nashuv aleichem. Yitzchak was supposed to be on the Akedah. Oh, must be that bris is crucial is for Zion. And everyone asks, such an obvious kasha, we know Chazal say in a bunch of places that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never Allah al-Daitoi for Yitzchak Avinu to be on the Akedah. Right? It's a Gemara, Tainus Daf Dal. It was never really supposed, it was Loyola Libi, the Gemara says. So if it was never really supposed to happen, Minayin Lebris Krusalus Fasayim, because it was Vinishtacha Vinishuva Aleichem, Ki'ilu what? Really, that Kedah was supposed to happen. But because Avraham Avinu said, Vinishuva Aleichem, oh, Bris Krusalus Fasayim, be very careful with what comes out of your mouth, because sometimes what you say can create your destiny. It's not true. It was never supposed to happen. It was level Ola Libi. So the Chassam Sofer says, such a Dover Nifl, it's not Shayin. He says, no, you don't understand the Chazal. He said, Chazal were not bringing a raya, Bris Krusalus Fasayim, for the fact that Yitzchok came back. Yitzchok was always supposed to come back. It was destined and decreed that he was supposed to come back. You know what the raya is? The raya is from the fact that Avraham Avinu came back. He says, because Avraham Avinu, when he did the Akedah, he reached such a madrig of Yerushalayim. He came to such a place of Dveikus and Ne'imus and Arevus and Yedidus and Chavivus and Chashikus and Mesikus that Alpi Derech HaTeva was supposed to be Parcha Neshmasai. Really, his life, his Neshama was supposed to make Hashoka and Neshika with the Eira Elyon. It was going to be a Darga B'Karvasim with Ne'ashem V'Yamutsu. So how is it possible that a person could be Oymen in this Nesoyim, the 10th Nesoyim of Rav Avinu of Hashem Tzadik Yivchon, and for him to make it out alive? It's not possible. You know what the Teretz is? Because Avraham Avinu said, V'noshuva Aleichem. And from there you see Bris Krusalus Fasayim. The Rai is not from the fact that Yitzchak came back. The Rai is from the fact that Avraham Avinu came back, said the Heilige Chassam Sofer. But either way, this is the Indian of Mises Neshika, Stava B'Itai. But yeah, you just read these Lashonis of the Arachayim HaKadosh and you see what he's feeling. Not, I mean, to experience what the Arachayim HaKadosh experienced. Dveikos, Ne'imos, Arevos, Yedidos, Chavivos, Chashikos, and Mesikos, V'Hoven. Experience this, understand this. It's Mamash Nachayach, it's Lamaila Me'asog Aseinu, but a little bit of a giloy into what it is that these Sadiqim experienced, the way the Chassam Sofer writes it, as if this was something that, I don't know, he certainly was living through and experiencing. It's Mamash Nachayach, we'll end here.